What's going on, everybody? I am Perry White. I'm the host of the Jaguar Journal. I want to make sure that you guys tune in live each and every Saturday morning from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. on 107.3 FM. We also have our affiliates in Alexandria, Louisiana, as well as down in New Orleans. And if you're not able to catch us on radio live, you can subscribe to our YouTube channel as well as follow us on Facebook. It's the Jaguar Journal.
Outspoken, informative,
the Jaguar Journal.
Your source for the latest information on Southern University sports and SWAC athletics.
A Baton Rouge sports talk tradition.
Everybody, bright and early on a Saturday morning. It is the Jaguar Journal. Good morning. Glad to have you guys with me. I am Perry White. Got my man Mike behind the board. Good morning from us as well as CJ Guidry as we get things rocking and rolling this morning on the Jaguar Journal. Hope you guys had a great week. And if you woke up this morning, you step outside, it's a little cool around the Baton Rouge Capital City area this morning as those storms come through yesterday and cool things off. Hey, what they say, you had to regroup this morning. I got up and was about to step out and realized, no, I got to put on something a little warmer, and I'm pretty sure it's cooler. If it's cool down here down south, I'm pretty sure it's the further north you go, the cooler it gets. So everybody's going to wake up to one of those brisk Saturday mornings today as the temperature's supposed to get into the 70s, low 70s as the day continues to go. So those storms cool things down. Good morning to everybody listening to us across the Baton Rouge Capital City area on 107.3 Talk 107.3 and everybody watching on our YouTube, Facebook. What all we live on today, Mike? We on everything? We on everything. We on X. We on Instagram. We live on Instagram, too. That's the only thing we not. X, Twitch TV, YouTube, Facebook. So all of those, good morning to everybody that is there and continue to keep up with the Jaguar Journal across all social media. Let's get ready to take a quick break right quick. We come back on the other side. We're going to get this show rocking and rolling for you guys this morning as we're going to have a show full of guests. And when we come back, I want you guys to stay tuned. Mike, let's get ready to do a break. And you guys stay tuned. More of the Jaguar Journal. All right, everybody, we're back. It's the Jaguar Journal. Good morning to you guys. As we keep the show rocking and rolling this morning, I want to welcome our first guest to the show. He's no stranger. He's been here plenty of times, and he has added some new work to his resume. Now, not only the women's tennis coach at Southern University, but now Southern, of course, if you didn't know, has a men's program. So he's the head men's and tennis, women's tennis coach over at Southern University. Welcome to the show this morning, Coach Jeffrey Conyers. Good morning, Coach Conyers.
Hey, good morning, Mr. Perry. Good morning, everyone.
I like the energy this morning, man. You was up already?
Oh, yes, sir. I got to get up early.
You got a cup of Joe with you this morning?
Yes, sir. I got it on the side of me.
Man, it's good to have you on the show this morning. I appreciate you for coming on, man. Let's talk about some Southern University tennis on the men and the women's side. You guys wrapped up this year. But let's just talk about the state of the program right now. When you add in another program, especially men's tennis, to already a winning tradition, because they call you Championship Conyers for a reason of what you've done with the women's program, and as well as the many former athletes, student-athletes that you have had at Southern that have gone on to become head tennis coaches around the country. For you, where do we look and see this program at currently?
Right now, we trying to get back on that on track where I'm very happy. You know, very happy when you know those championship tennis days where we won, where we run and dominated the conference on both sides. The men and women's side. So just right now, we're trying to get that back. It's taking us a time, more time than I've wanted, but trying to find that mix and trying to get back those student-athletes that we were getting back in the past, those student-athletes that have Southern in their heart, that fight in their heart, have that relentless spirit. So I think we're right there pushing on, knocking on the door right now, Mr. Perry. To those days, though, to those glory days, we're getting players that believe in fighting for the Jaguar spirit.
Let's look on the women's side, and let's start there. Let's look at back at the season. How did the season go for you guys this year on the women's side?
Always, I'm going to say it was just a little disappointment when we're not going to win that championship. The conference had real good parity with the top five teams in the conference. There's a lot of parity there. I thought we were in the mix for the championship. We had to go through those Rattlers of Florida A&M. We were able to beat them at home during the regular season, but then we didn't get that doubles point, which is always crucial when you're playing a match. I knew that we needed that doubles point to get past them. Because they did have a good lineup as well. So we lost that doubles point to them, and then we had to try to count those 4 points in singles, and we just didn't get those 4 singles points to get on to the semis and then on to the finals. So the parity of the conference right now, 5 good top teams. So we're looking to get up there in that top 1-2 next year, hopefully bringing in some good recruits. We haven't signed anyone as of yet. We're in talks with some good players. And also we're waiting on that portal to open up for tennis.
Then we jump over to the men's side with that program. Every year it's just starting to build. Where do we sit currently with there?
Got a bright future with the men's program. You know, this will be the fourth year. This will be the fourth year that the program has come back, was brought back. So each year it has grown. It's growing. I think I feel next year is probably going to be the year where they can get in that 1-2. We finished our fourth this year. Fourth in the conference this year. Made it to the semis. Lost to Alabama A&M in the conference tournament. They were the 1 seed, went in a 4 seed. So I feel that the men's team is trending in the right direction. We're also bringing in 1-2. We've signed one young man out of Chicago. We're about to sign one young man out of Chicago coming up. And then we have two more student athletes that we're going to be trying to fill. But I think we're trending in the right direction on the men's side. Hopefully next year it's going to be a great year for Southern University tennis on both sides.
Give us some name of some of those student-athlete players that I considered those student-athletes that are impact players for the program where, you know, if y'all else fail, you know you can lean on them. Give us names on the men and the women's side.
On the men's side, we had Lawazi Nyenyua from South Africa. Right now, the men's team is mixed with a couple of players from Africa, from the Caribbean. We're very excited. My main goal this year was to bring in some guys from the state. So we're very excited to get some players, at least one player right now, still looking for some more here in the States and build that clientele. So Wazi is there. I have another young man with two brothers out of Trinidad, Sebastian and Zachary Bean. They're going to be the impact players next year. Definitely in that doubles. They finished up the season at the number one double spot. They're going to be coming back next year. And on the women's side, Leticia Grant out of UK, and Samara out of Sugar Land, Texas. So we're looking for, we've got a good mix coming back. Just trying to bring in some players that could push those impact players that I'm talking about down in the lineup. Always you want to build, bring in stronger players, and that's the goal right now. So that's why we're taking our time and trying to select the best, the better recruits, prospects for the two programs.
Well, you recruiting kids from, it sounds like your recruiting trip sound pretty cool to me.
Oh, only in my mind, my brother. hey, I fly away every day with my mind.
You know, Coach, also talk about staff, you know, with tennis, you know, you were by yourself. Now, no longer are you by yourself. Who's over there helping you out these days?
Well, I got my grad assistant, IG Mentor. She's been a great help these past 2 years. Got one more year with her before she graduates and figures out what she's going to do with that master's. And you know, also, you know, I don't know if you knew Mr. Felipe Carter in the athletic department. You know, Felipe came, you know, when I started, me and Felipe we battled against each other. He was former head coach over at Grambling back in the day. So he's helped us, helped me a great deal this season, this past season or two. You know, he got that itch back a couple of times. So we've been able to lean on him a little bit definitely on the road trips because he helps me out on the road and during championship time. So we've been blessed. And also we had a young lady out of in the law school that in her spare time she was able to come out. So we've got a good core of help with the tennis teams now. And so we've got a lot of knowledge and expertise coming to them.
And, you know, I always, as I end it, I always have to ask you about your former players who are now head coaches out there and doing big things in the world of tennis, man. Give us some of those names and where they at of those young ladies that's holding it down, former Southern University Jaguar tennis players. They're Southern Jags, but they're representing us in a big way across the country.
Oh, most definitely. Lois Alexis, she's over at Minnesota, University of Minnesota still. This is her... This be her third year coming up. Each year she's grown at that Big Ten. Whew, that Big Ten. Both actually, Gabby Moore, she's in the Big Ten too at University of Indiana. But I'm very proud of both of those young ladies. Indiana and Minnesota have gradually grown both seasons. Both of them have their teams in the national. With national rankings, but that Big Ten is loaded with some teams. They just got to try to keep growing their team so they can get past USC, UCLA, Michigan State. Those teams are always in the mix in the top 10. So I think when another year or two, you're going to add those two teams, those two programs in that top 15, top 10 program mix as well. So continue to pray those Jaguars, keep building those programs up. I know the Jaguar Nation's going to get behind them. They're always Jaguars. They try to get to these campuses as much as they can during the season. Sometimes I have to run them off, so they still bleed blue and gold, even though they have that red and white in that burgundy and gold. But they're always Jaguars. I appreciate you asking about them.
I know you pretty much like that Indiana one, don't you?
Most definitely, I got a closet full of Indiana stuff.
Well, Coach, thank you for coming on this morning and taking the time out, talking to us and updating us about the men and women's tennis programs. And congratulations to you for a good year, and especially with pushing the men's side, making it right there, knocking on the door falling just short of the championship. But, man, I appreciate you and all that you do, man, and you've done it for a long time, and you continue to do it, man. And, you know, you always got my support, and if you ever need something, more than welcome to come on the show, and we can talk about it and see what kind of resources or whatever we can to get pushed towards the program.
Most definitely. Can I say one more thing?
Yes, sir.
I want to ask everybody listening this morning, don't forget that we're hosting the SWAC Men's and Women's Track Indoor Outdoor Championships on campus May 10th through the 12th. We're asking everybody to come out, support these Jaguars, support our Jaguars, support the conference, as all the teams in the conference will be here on campus of Southern University during those dates. Come out, support the student athletes. Come out and lend a hand, you know. We appreciate you.
Man, appreciate you, Coach Conyers. For everybody listening, that's the voice of Coach Jeffrey Conyers. He's the head men and women's tennis coach over at Southern University. They also call him Championship Conyers. So if you see him around, you make sure you refer to him as, put some respect on him and call him Championship Conyers. Thank you, Coach.
Thank you. Y'all have a good day.
All right, let's get ready to take a break, everybody. We come back on the other side. We talk a little baseball since Man, they kill me in the comments. They say, you don't talk about baseball, but guess what? We're going to talk about it today. So you guys stay tuned. We'll be back more to Jaguar Journal. All right, everybody, we're back. It's the Jaguar Journal. Good morning. Glad to have you guys with us. I am Perry White. Good morning to everybody listening across the Baton Rouge Capital City area on Talk 107.3 FM and everybody watching this morning on our YouTube, on our Facebook, on our Twitch TV, on our X. Wherever you're watching us at, good morning. I've seen somebody, they're from Houston, Pine Bluff, all over the place tuned in this morning. Good morning to you guys and everybody else listening. Let's talk some baseball, and particularly Southern University baseball, and we'll look around the SWAC. And joining me this morning, of course, the head baseball coach over at Southern University. They're on the road this week, Coach Chris Crenshaw. Good morning, Chris. Coach Crenshaw.
Hey, good morning. How you doing?
Doing good, man. Glad to have you on this year, man, and talk about this team. You guys are 22-21 overall on the season and 15-7 in conference play. And up into this midweek game, you guys were riding a 10-game winning streak. It seemed like you got everything in stride at the right time. And I had a chance to talk to you back during the softball game last week. You said, hey, man, we're getting healthy. Let's look at this season, man, and talk about when you say we're getting healthy at the right time. What has been the story, or they say the tale of the tape of the season thus far?
Man, we had a couple guys get hurt in preseason, and it took them a while to get healthy, and then they're starting to come back. One of those guys is Omari Johnson. He's an outfielder. He's a freshman, a guy that we thought we could, he could do a lot for us, and he's only played in 5 or 6 games this year. Then we had a couple of the older guys get hurt. We just got KJ back from a concussion. He had been out for a couple games, and Jalen Lucky had a knee injury. Like, it was a bunch of different guys with a bunch of different injuries, and playing hurt, moving around, players playing guys in different positions that they normally hadn't played, and they did enough to keep us steady until we could get everybody back healthy, and we made a good little run there, and hopefully we start the second one up after last night's game.
You know, you look at this 10-game win streak, and along that win streak, you had series victories over Grambling in the sweep, then a midweek game over Xavier, then you get series victory over Alcorn. And then, of course, you know the one I was cool with last week, getting past Pine Bluff. Hey, anytime we can get a victory over UAPB, I'll take it, Coach. And I appreciate every coach. I appreciate you when you can get past them Golden Lions, so I don't have to hear my mom bragging about them Southern Jaguars losing. And then you kept things going up in Itabena yesterday, 12-2 victory over Mississippi Valley. Man, as this team gets going, what has been your motivation to this team, especially as you say, guys injured, playing out of position, having to play? You got to keep a team motivated.
It's just I've just been talking to them about staying committed to each other. And especially what they've done, committed to the process, committed to each other, and let the scoreboard take care of the scoreboard. We got to play good baseball.
Looking at this program now, man, you got some series coming up before this season gets ready to close. Now, you got a series against Texas Southern that's going to be at Lee Hines Field, as well as Alabama A&M, both of those at home. Now, what is this game on Tuesday on May 5th, I see, with Jackson State? That's just a one game between us and Jackson.
Yeah, we didn't have a conference weekend, so we were going to play a midweek matchup, but with the weather this weekend, I don't think he's going to get a chance to play because they had to move their series back to Saturday, Sunday, Monday.
Now, new staff this year that's helping you out, man. Let's talk about the staff that's going along with this 10-game win streak and just the success that this team is having this year.
Yeah, I got a new assistant coach. Well, I got a whole new staff. My first assistant is Coach Riggins, Coach Antoine Riggins. He came over from Prairie View. He was a head coach there for 10 years, and now he's helping me with the infielders and working with hitters. Hampton Hudson, he's a former Jaguar. He went away and did some time coaching at Missouri. Now he's back helping me. And then Wilhelm Allen, another former Jaguar that played. Here he pitched. He's back. He went to FAM for a couple of years. Now he's back helping me, working with the pitchers. And then I got Taj Bates. He played last year. He was our third baseman. He was finished up his degree this semester. And then I got two GAs. Well, they're in grad school. We got two guys, Jerry Burkett and Dylan Jones. Both of them guys are former Jaguars as well. Dylan played infield, and Jerry was the pitcher. So I got a bunch of guys around me that used to play for me and understand what the program means to me. And then we got Coach Riggins, who's been a head coach for a couple of years, and he takes pride in making sure the infielders are good.
Let's look at the SWAC baseball standings currently, starting from the bottom and working our way at the top. And thank God, Coach, we not down there with Alabama A&M, who is 3-19 in conference play and 9-37 overall on the season. Right above them, the Braves of Alcorn State, 3-17 in conference play, 9-34 overall on the season. Prairie View, the Panthers, right there above them at 5-17 in conference play, 9-34 on the season. Mississippi Valley, the weekend series we in now, on a 10-game losing streak, they're 7-15 in conference play and 11-29 overall on the season. Jackson State, the possible opponent on Tuesday, 9-12 in conference play, 19-23 overall on the season. Who we got the series victory over last week in the sweep? The Golden Lions of UAPB. They're 12-10 in conference play and 19-28 overall on the season, currently on a 5-game losing streak. Grambling State, the Tigers are 13-8 in conference play, 16-26 overall on the season. How about Alabama State? The Hornets, 13-8 in conference play, 23-19 on the season. The Rattlers of Florida A&M, 15-6 in conference play. They're at 500 on the season at 20-20. Now we're getting into the top three spots, Coach, and you notice I have not said Southern University. Now the top three teams currently, Texas Southern in that third spot, 15-6 in conference play. They're 21-16 on the season. And you know who's in second place? The mighty Jaguars of Southern University, who have battled their way back up into the top ranking, 16-6 in conference play, 23-20 overall on the season. And then the Wildcats of Bethune-Cookman, of course, the defending SWAC champions, and they've been one of the hottest teams this year in the conference, 18-4 in conference play, 32-14 on the season. Coach, you guys have battled back. You were down like in the middle of the pack. Then you got to that spot where you was tied fourth with Pine Bluff. Then you gotten past Texas Southern up by one game. You guys have battled, but when you look around the conference, man, the teams that you guys have faced and looking at baseball in the conference, what do you say in terms of the talent pool and the success that you've seen with some of these teams, especially when you look at from Pine Bluff, Grambling, Alabama State, FAMU, Texas Southern, as well as Bethune-Cookman?
Yeah, we're right there in it. I don't like to talk about myself, but I cut my teeth getting into college baseball as being a recruiter and identifying talent and developing once it makes it to campus. So I take pride in who we bring in and who puts on the Jaguar jersey, and those guys understand they have to do the same thing. And we've been taking care of business as of late. The standing is off a game. I think we're in third place. We're 15-7 in conference.
Well, I mean, the SWAC got to come on with it. I'm on the SWAC page, man. They're going to have to come. And somebody just texted me and said, use the D1 standards. The SWAC has things wrong. They have Southern in fourth and FAMU in second. See, I'm going to have to call the SWAC office. I don't understand how we got this wrong, Coach.
it's been going on for a couple weeks. I've been trying to get our stuff accurate on the SWAC website, but yeah, we're 15-7. I think we in third or fourth right now.
Dead ass, you guys in fourth, fam, you in second.
Yeah.
Well, I tried to push us up there. We still going to the top.
Yeah, no doubt. We on the way. But like with 2 weekends left, there's a lot of baseball left, and there's some teams that got some big series left the next 2 weeks.
Yeah, we got some big series, as you say, coming up with Alabama A&M to get ready to close things out, as well as Texas Southern on the road this weekend in Itabena at Mississippi Valley. Coach, man, congratulations to you guys and the success and getting guys healthy and getting the team back at the right time of the year. And this is the right time of the year as you get ready to make that push into the SWAC baseball tournament. But we got to close things out with Valley. And guess what? We definitely got to get things together with this SWAC office. No way they should have this wrong right here when we talk about baseball standards. But, Coach, thank you for coming on this morning, man. I appreciate you for taking the time. And, man, good luck to you guys. Hopefully the weather is beautiful. And it should be a little chilly up there at Itabena today.
Yeah, it's a little chilly up here. No rain, but it's a little chilly.
Well, man, I appreciate you coming on today, man. And look, man, look forward to keeping up with you as the next two series as you guys are going to have with Texas Southern, Alabama A&M are going to be at home here in Baton Rouge at Lee Hines Field. I'll be giving away tickets to those games for anybody out there that want to attend and go check out the Southern Jaguars in their last two home series of the season. Thank you, Coach.
No problem. Go Jags.
Go Jags. All right, everybody, let's get ready to take a break. We come back on this side. We'll continue more of the Jaguar Journey. You guys stay tuned. Everybody, we're back. It is the Jaguar Journal. Good morning. I'm Perry White. Glad to have you guys with us as we keep things rocking and rolling. Good morning to everybody listening on Talk 107.3 FM across the Baton Rouge Capital City area. Good morning to everybody watching on our lives on YouTube, on X, on Facebook, on Twitch TV, and everywhere else, man. Glad to have you guys with us. We got through talking about some tennis and some baseball. Now we're going to move over to Southern University track and field. Of course, you know we got to have this. My cousin from the other side, but I love anytime he gets a chance to join us because he's insightful about the program. My man, Coach Tremaine White. Good morning, Coach White.
Good morning, Mr. Perry. How you doing this morning?
What's up with it, cuz, as they say?
nothing much, just living the dream.
Living the dream, man. Let's talk about some Southern University track and field. Of course, you guys have been in the news looking at you got a track star over there. Basically, I can't put it any other way. You got a track star who had the number two time in the world and leads the NCAA, man. Let's start there. Talk about this young lady. That's where I got to start.
You say it in a nutshell, but she's a great person. The most important thing, she's a great person that overcome a lot of adversity. So last year, she was actually one of the best in the country at that point, indoors. But heading on to outdoors, she actually got into an accident that caused her to be out for the rest of the season. This past year, and she ended up crushing her big toe. And so she rehabbed that throughout the summer. She got back, and, you know, everybody know who she is enough. You can Google her.
Give us, what's her name? Tell the people her name. Google
her. Tashila Alasi.
So you make sure y'all Google that. And Coach, let's talk about this young lady and what she's done to work hard to come back from injuries and, you know, a lot of setbacks. But then now to have the number one time in NCAA and the number two time in the world, man, just the type of work ethic and what that says about this young lady.
Mr. Perry, she works very, very hard. Ever since I got her, she always have a smile on her face. Yes, sir. No, sir. Just an all-around great person. She believe and trust in who we doing within the program. And it's just a testament to what she's doing today. I mean, she works hard in the weight room. You know, we got a lot of, you know, kids that come in and, you know, they want to shy away from some things or whatever like that. But she don't shy away from nothing. She attack everything head first. And that's the testament of her showing the world what she can do and what she's capable of.
And, you know, and that, being able to have that time in the women's 100-meter hurdles, man, that is big when you get a chance to do that. Also earning SWAC Weekly Award. She was joined right there with Taylor Hankton. Both of those student athletes were named to the SWAC Track and Field Student Athletes of the Week, man. Let's talk about Taylor as well and the hard work she's putting in.
Taylor, hey, she's a freshman from Baton Rouge, Louisiana, went to Broadmoor High School. We got a lot of kids that's doing some great things, but because Tashila ran the number two time and number one time in NCAA, I think some kids are kind of getting a little overshadowed, but I feel like, we're doing a great job, and those kids doing really, really well. Taylor Hankton is a training partner for Tashina, and Tashina kind of got her and everything like that throughout, her days of training. And, those kids have goals. Those kids have goals that they want to be one of the best in the country, and it's showing. And both of those girls are currently, right now, they're ranked two, go to the NCAA regional round. So they're both going to have the opportunity to represent Southern at the NCAA national meet.
Then let's look at right now, you guys are on the road over in South Alabama, on the campus of South Alabama at the University of South Alabama in Mobile, Alabama. Let's talk about that, man, and what are you looking to accomplish this weekend?
Actually, we wrapped it up yesterday. I'm glad we wrapped it up last night on a Friday night. It rained on us. But we were just trying to get some kids the opportunity to compete. We had a couple of kids that didn't do certain events in this time of the year. And we're actually about to go to conference this Sunday coming up. We're going to have conference at our place. And we're just trying to get that last season tuning up to make sure those kids are ready to go when it's time for this weekend coming up.
Let's talk about the program as a whole and where it is. You're going to be hosting the SWAC Track and Field Championship events. Let's talk about that as well.
We're very excited about it. This is our third year hosting. We're just trying to get over that hump to win one at home. I think we have a really great shot on both sides to do that, and there's no other place better to do it than at home. The SWAC Track and Field has got – is really, really good, and I'm pretty excited about that, and to have an opportunity to be in the conversation for say, look, we got a chance to win when it's at its top, that's all I can ask for, and I just want our kids to just stay focused, we're at home, and just soak it all in, and just take one day at a time, one competition at a time, because we have some kids that do multiple things, and when those kids doing multiple things, I just want them to be clear-minded and do whatever they got to do over those courses of the 3 days, because I feel like if we could do what we need to in those course of 3 days, it could be something special at home, in Baton Rouge, in Mumford Stadium, on Roscoe G. Moore track.
What are we heading with this program? I mean, when you get young ladies like a Tashina who's having, a hell of a season, man, what do you go to recruit that? Like, how do you know that's going to be special as you develop those players?
I mean, my staff do a great job of recruiting. I mean, we go over and we look at these kids, we look at the stats, and we go out and see these kids in the recruiting process. And, personally, we may not get the best kid in the country to come to Southern University, but we feel like we could develop the kids that we're recruiting possibly be one of the best in the country. I mean, like we're talking about Tashina Alase right now. When she first came in, we know she could be one of the top pillars in the SWAC. That's what, we already knew she was that when she came in. But it took her some years to develop in order to be what she is now. I mean, she wasn't a person that just came in to be one of the top in the country. But I have a staff to kind of, get with those kids in order to create that. So, like, I feel like I got one of the best staffs in the country. Like, we're not a Power 5 program, but we could identify talent to bring in order to get those kids to get better. And that's exciting for me to see how those kids walk through the door and see how they leave out. So, that's what my staff and I have been doing to kind of identify.
Let's talk about the staff. Who's on the staff? Let's give them their credit.
All right. First of all, on our staff, we have Freddie Glover. Feel like he's one of the best spring hurdle coaches in the country. He's been with me for the past 8 years. Secondly, I have Coach Ware. She's been doing a great job in the jumps, been having Well, you know, we still got Roman Smith. You know, he went to national dollar door championship last year. He was a swag champion this past indoor season. He's been doing a great job on our men's side. We have Coach Esau Lawless. He's from Baton Rouge, Southern alum. He's been doing really good with our distance and our mid-distance. He didn't have champions in the 800 meters, and he didn't have this past season the steeplechase champion. And we have Coach White. She's our sprint coach. She helps with the throwing events and everything. We've been doing well right there. We just had the most outstanding field performer for indoors in Michael Fulton. And, you know, my staff is doing a really great job. And I can't say enough about them. But from day to day, week to week, you know, they always get these kids to come out and perform. And, you know, some weeks you see some other kids pop out that you never seen before. So that's the exciting thing. We're working with this staff here and working with these individuals that I have in student athletes.
Well, Coach, I appreciate you coming on this morning, being able to, highlight not only the staff, but as well as these performing student athletes who are performing at a high level and bringing some national recognition and attention to Southern University. As always, it is much needed anytime we can get our brand and market it out there, especially when you get someone with the number one record time in NCAA and number two in the world in the 100-meter hurdles, man. That is huge to say right there at Southern University. And congratulations to you and your staff in terms of the work that you're putting in and developing these student-athletes. And that young lady, Tashina, she's a senior, correct?
No, she's actually a junior. And just to add a little bit more to her, you know, Endo was our first time going to the NCAA championship. She was the only HBCU athlete, only, like, small school division that was in that hurdle race at the NCAA championship, and she actually got second team All-American. But we're looking for her to go to the outdoor championship to get first team All-American and possibly win the NCAA championships. And if she could do that, you know, our team would be top 25 in the country. And so that's kind of the focus, we're shifting into, because we think we got teams on both sides that could go have kids to go to the NCAA championship and be top 25 in the nation at that meet. So that's the focus of our program, and that's the shift of where we going.
Well, appreciate you, Coach, and I thank you for coming on this morning, man. And, hey, stay warm out there this morning. It's a little cool.
It's a little cool this morning. You got to cover up on in early May. Like, whew, I don't know what to say about the weather.
All right, Coach, appreciate you coming on.
I appreciate you, too. Y'all have a great one.
All right, you too, everybody. That's the voice of Coach White over there at Southern University head track and field coach. Let's get ready to take a break. We're at the top of the hour, and we come back on the other side. You know what we're going to do. We're going to continue more of the Jaguar Journey. You guys stay tuned.